my words, what are we going to do? Well, as already been mentioned, Brother David, the Lord raised up Brother David to help us out. But I've been thinking about God's sovereignty. The same God that as a believer has included me. Can you imagine that? I don't know why He saved me. I really don't. Boy, I'm glad He did. I really am. And we can all say amen to that. And then, the God who forgives us of our sins. Imagine, we stood before God guilty. The law demanded death. And Jesus Christ died in my place as my substitute. The law was fulfilled. The law was satisfied. Divine justice had been met. Let's talk about that God who has included us. That God who has forgiven us. The same God who is soon coming again for His people. Look around today. Look around, and what do you see? Well, what I see is utter chaos in the world today. I really do. The world, as it were, is running away with itself. I mean, that's what it appears to be. Is that not so? Yes. But then, we have to stop and ask a question. Is God really in control? I mean, if the world is running away with itself, if it's going south, if you will, is God really in control? I want to tell you something. I find great comfort, I really do, in looking around and knowing that our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is in absolute control. Oh, I know all these things. But you know, when I'm faced with it, like yesterday, suddenly I realize He really is in control. And I've got to start living what I preach. Listen to what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 11, verse 36. For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, unto whom be glory forever. Amen. Question. Has God foreordained everything that comes to pass? I mean, has He decreed that which we see? You see, this is a way of asking, is God now in control of the world around us? Is He in control of everything? Is He? Now, I'm not excusing, as was said, you know, I'm a sinner. Oh, do I ever know myself? My wife knows me pretty well, too. You know me pretty well, too. But the question is God, if God is controlling everything in the world, is He doing it with a definite purpose in mind? Does God have a purpose in mind, or does He just sort of turn His back and just let things go? Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. You see, if He's controlling the world according to some purpose, but then when was that purpose made? I mean, I oftentimes change my mind. Does God oftentimes change His mind? Does He? No, not at all. God does not change His mind. God's purpose is not made new every day. Beloved, His purpose is that is it has always been. Another question. Are God's actions like ours? In other words, my actions are determined and regulated by circumstances? They are. I mean, if this happens, I'll do this. If that happens, I'll do the other. Is God that way? No. Absolutely not. Not at all. If God determined a purpose before man was created, then that purpose is brought about in time. Everything God does in time was purposed before time became. Imagine that. There was a time before time, if you will. Imagine that. God purposed the end from the beginning. I don't understand that. But the Word of God teaches it, and I surely believe it. Yeah. Before the world was made, God purposed, He determined everything that takes place in time. But what says the Scripture? What saith God's Word? It doesn't matter what you think. It sure doesn't matter what I think. All that matters is, what does God's Word say? Listen to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Now, let's stop for a moment. Paul is writing to believers. He's writing to those who have been included. He's writing to those who have experienced the forgiveness of God, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Now, in reality, this hasn't yet happened, but it one day will happen. We will get our inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Did you hear that? Everything God does, He does according to the counsel of His own will. Everything He purposed before the world was made, He will fulfill it in time. That's the kind of God who included me. That's the kind of God who has forgiven all for whom Christ died for at Calvary's tree. Beloved, is it not self-evident that God foreknows all things? It's not that He, that's going to happen in the future. No. He foreknew it because He purposed it. God foreknows all things because He foreordained all things. Stop and think for a moment. We have a God who has perfect knowledge. There's nothing He does not know. He knows everything. He really does. He doesn't have to think, because He already knows. He doesn't forget. He knows. And not only that, He has complete, perfect wisdom. He knows how to use His knowledge. He foreknows what will be because He has decreed what will be. Before the world began, He knew me. Imagine that. Of all of Adam's seed, He knew me. He knew everyone for whom Christ died before the world was made. He knew. And in time, He sent Jesus Christ into the world. That He might be our substitute at Calvary. You see, when God has decreed that a thing shall be, He knows it will be. It cannot but be. Because God has decreed it. Beloved, it's certain. It's certain. And just as surely as God, Jesus Christ, came into the world the first time, He's coming in the world a second time. is coming. That may not mean much to the world, but to us that believe, that is our hope. I may die. You don't know. You too may die. That's all right. Because everyone whom God has saved through what Christ did at Calvary on our behalf, God will raise up from the dead, never to die again. Can you imagine death? Dying? There's going to come a time when death dies. Imagine living life. No sin. No death. No weaknesses. Beloved, all these things God ordained from before the world was made. Everything. We have a God who knows everything. That gives me security. Oh, I understand. They got four speakers coming. Two of them say, I can't come. And I understand they can't come. I know. I understand. But I have a God who knew that from before the world was made. I have a God that doesn't wring His hands and say, oh me, what am I going to do? God always knows. You remember Philip? The Lord Jesus Christ asked him concerning those that were to be fed. He said, Philip, you see all these folks here? How are they going to feed them all? Philip says, oh, Lord, let's just send them home. We don't have near enough money to feed them. And it says, but Christ did this to test him, for he always knew what he was going to do. God always knows. I don't always know. You don't always know. But we have a God who always knows. He knows everything. He is in complete control of everything. And I mean everything. And I'm not, please don't hear me. Don't hear me say that I'm taking away man's responsibility. I'm not even talking about that. We're talking about God. Our God is sovereign. Oh, listen. That gives me hope. That gives me encouragement in knowing that God knows everything. He purposed everything. Take the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, for example, as a lamb whose blood was to be shed at Calvary. It was foreordained before the world was made. Jesus Christ always was a Son. He is the eternal Son of God. Jesus Christ stood before the Father as a lamb that had been slain before the foundation of the world. God, He doesn't do rebounds. Oh my words, what am I going to do? Oh, I've got to do something. That's how we act. That's how I am. That's not how God is. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Foreordained. Jesus Christ was ordained as the Lamb of God to be slain. The word ordained simply means to be determined beforehand. Beforehand, God determined that Jesus Christ would die upon Calvary's tree. Imagine that for a moment. We've been reminded of the sinfulness of sin. Sin is sinful. It's despicable. God hates sin. And Jesus Christ became what He despised. He became what He hated. If anybody knew the wrath of God, Jesus Christ knew. He's God. He knew And yet he subjected himself, knowing full well that he must drink the fullness of the cup of the wrath of God himself. And he drank it, all of it, for me, for all for whom he died. Yeah, he knew. He knew. In the beginning, it was said of him, I have come to do thy will, O God. A body hast thou prepared for me. Why? Because the blood of bulls and goats was not sufficient to take away sin. Only sinless blood. Only divine blood. We were saved. What? Not by precious stones or metals of this world. No. But we're saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And what is the blood? The life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood. And when he shed his blood, he gave his life. He died. He died in my place. Oh, how thankful I am that he included me. Not because he said, oh boy, he'll be worth something to me. Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, he knew what I would be like. He knew what I was like. He knew how sinful I was, how despicable I could be. He knew the same thing about you. He did. But Jesus Christ died in my place. And when he saw the travail of his soul, he was satisfied. How do we know? Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's how we know. Beloved, Jesus Christ wasn't led to Calvary simply because God knew it would happen. He went to Calvary because God purposed that it would happen. By the way, let me read Acts 2:23 to us. Being delivered by the determined counsel and the foreknowledge of God, ye have taken him by wicked hands, have crucified and slain. Listen, God didn't take good boys and make them bad. Oh Lord, we don't want to crucify him. Oh, but they did want to crucify him. And not only did they want to crucify him, they wanted him to suffer as much as any man ever suffered. And then they crucified him to demonstrate the hatred that they had for God Almighty. But the point is this, it was foreknown. It was foreordained. Our God was in complete control. And Jesus Christ came into the world knowing full well what awaited him. Foreknowledge. God knows all things. God knows everything that is to be because he has determined it within himself. He did so from all eternity. Before the world was made, God determined, he purposed. Acts chapter 15, verse 18, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. God knows everything. There's nothing that he does not know. By the way, time out for a moment. I've often said God is not fair. He's not fair. Now think about that. God is not fair. Had he been fair, I would have been condemned to hell. Had he been fair, Jesus Christ would never have taken my place. God's not fair, but he's just. He's just. And the law was fulfilled at Calvary. The demands of the law were met at Calvary. Beloved, all these things together verifies that God had a purpose and a plan. Beloved, God created all things. And pretty much everybody, not everybody, but most folks agree with that. Beloved, it was not a work of accident. I mean, it just didn't happen by accident. Everything God did, He did purposely. He did knowingly. Psalm 104, verse 24. O Lord, how manifold are Thy works! In wisdom hast Thou made them all. The earth is full of Thy riches. And then Psalm 33 and verse 11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. Now think about that for a moment. God has purposed that the plans as were of men come to naught. How many times have you made plans that didn't work out? I made plans, I'm not going to preach during this conference. I'm going to sit back and watch everybody else preach. That was my plan. Those were my plans. It didn't work out, did it? See, a lot of my plans don't work out. Though, listen again. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. That which He purposed, that which He ordained, standeth forever. Not only did He ordain it, but He's got the power and the strength to make sure, to keep sure that it keeps on being ordained. To make sure it takes place. Surely, the creation of the world was not the end of God's purpose for the world. No. I'll just create the world and then that'll be all there is. No. Whatever God purposed, God will see it through. Your life and my life, whatever God purposed, God will see it through. He's faithful. He is. Isaiah chapter 46 is a verse of Scripture that we come to know quite well here. Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old. God is speaking to Israel through Isaiah the prophet. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there's none else. I am God and there is none like me. Aren't you glad that there's none like God? There's none higher than He. There's none above Him. He's it. He's God. He alone is God. And then, as I've always said, in verse 10, God qualifies it, declaring the end from the beginning. I mean, it was in the beginning that God declared what the end would be. That's why in Romans chapter 8, God can say that I've already received my inheritance. I've already been glorified. Well, in the mind of God, I have been. Because He knew the end from the beginning. Declaring the end from the beginning, for the ancient times of things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all My pleasure. All of it. All of it. Oh, listen. Listen. In prophecy, the mighty God that spoke, and the worlds were created from nothingness. But in prophecy, He has condescended, as it were, to take us into the inner chamber of His eternal counsels, that we might make known what He has purposed to do. And that's why prophecy is so special to me. Because in prophecy, God is letting us know what He has purposed to do in the future. That's all prophecy is. And all throughout the Old Testament, even the New, there are hundreds where prophecies found. Hundreds of them. Many of them are centered around the person of Jesus Christ. He came. And He who came is coming again. And is coming again not only for me, but for all for whom He died. For all that He saved. For all that has been included in Him. For all whose sins have been forgiven. And that's why, for those here tonight without Jesus Christ, our prayer, our desire is, Lord, bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that they might have the hope and the security in Him that we have. Oh, listen. Proverbs 16, the first part of verse 4, the Lord hath made all things for Himself. All things. Everything. Is God self-centered? Yeah. He sure is. But He's God. He's God. He's God. And in Him is absolutely no sin at all. He's God. Beloved, God purposed that He would bring glory into Himself not only by creating the heavens and the earth. And when I think about the heavens and the glory of them, and just imagine you can just keep on going forever and never come to the end. That's my concept. And I sort of, when I think of that, I think about Job. And Job talks about Leviathan. I don't know what Leviathan was. Well, I'm kind of persuaded it might have been a dinosaur. I don't know. I wasn't there. I do know, but with his tail, Leviathan would hit the cedars of Lebanon and just knock them down. I know man was afraid of him. God said, Leviathan, I made him. The heavens, God made them. God included me. If you're saved, He included you. God has forgiven us our sins and cleansed us from all unrighteousness on the basis of what Christ did for us at Calvary. God has done these things. Not because of a rebound, not because of some second thought that He might have had, because before the world was made, He purposed it to be so. Beloved, what else can I say? There is none like unto our God. And I understand man is responsible. That's a whole other sermon. But our God, He is a God who is in control. He is in charge. He determined the end from before the beginning. He determines who He will save. It's up to God. It's not up to man. No. And if it had been up to man, I would never have been saved. Me? Things all right the way they were. God? Christ? Calvary? Crucifixion? That's foolishness. But God chose to use the, quote, foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Beloved, our God, He knew from before the world was made that Brother Larry and Brother Tom would not be here tonight. He knew it. He knew exactly who would bring the messages this weekend. He knew. He determined. He purposed. Yeah. Yeah. He knows everything. And oh, what a joy it is to know that we serve a God like this. Brother Keith Lewis, would you please, at time of invitation.